It's now time for the Jerry Jones Show, brought to you by Bank of America and Ford, right here on the home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, as we get you set for tomorrow night at 8. Today at noon, it's going to be the world's largest pregame show, 31 and a half hours, and then tomorrow, finally, Cowboys-Giants. Let's preview it with Jerry. And Jerry, I just wanted to let you know, first off, my dad is not a sports fan, not from this country, but he called me last week to say he's now a fan of the Dallas Cowboys after you said this to us here on the show.
Knowing what you know now about Dez and the situation and what you guys have had to go through, would you still have drafted him in 2010?
There have been absolutely no surprises for us with Dez.
So you're saying you knew what you were getting.
I'm saying just what I've said. Do y'all hear English?
So there you go, Jerry. He's been asking me that for 30 years. He's a fan of the Cowboys now.
Hey, let me tell you something. If it were your dad, we didn't. I said the first time we're discussing it. Second time we're having a nice little debate. Third time you're arguing with me. That doesn't work.
Well, he called and said, "Who was that man who asked you that?" Because now I love his team, Jerry. Day before the opener, I know you're excited. Are you nervous?
Well, I am. It's of course the beginning of what we hope to be a successful season, and without a doubt, I'm nervous. I know we're well prepared. We like all teams, that's part of football. We've got some injuries that we're dealing with. We'd like to know that we had Ratliff in full force. We'd like to know Jason Witten would be on that field for sure. All of those things are up in the air, but still, as a team, we're ready to play.
When will you know about Jason Witten today?
Probably about 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're in New York, and we'll be having CAT scans and be consulting with physicians here.
Tony said he felt good about Jason getting back out there. Do you have that same feeling?
Well, I think, I don't want to have be overly optimistic, but if you went by the way he's worked, the work he's got in, how he feels, then you'd give him a go. And until you had such things as CAT scans, which we have and we should use them, players, I'm sure, played with this degree of spleen injury a lot because all the signs were on go. And so I think that we'll look at that, we'll look for the improvement there, and then we'll look, then we'll go by the doctor's opinion.
Can you foresee any situation where the doctor clears him, but you still hold him out?
No, I certainly can see a situation where he could be cleared, but I don't know that. But obviously, if he's completely cleared on his CAT scan and you put that in the basic body of work, Jason has been cleared absent any kind of setback. He's been cleared for Seattle right now, and that's without even looking at the CAT scan.
Jerry Jones right here on New School, previewing the Giants and the boys tomorrow right here on 105.3 The Fan. What I want to know is, and I got this from watching the Dolphin game where he was just convincing the team doctor, just stalking this poor guy. You see how desperate he is. How much has Jason been stalking you to play, been bothering you with the voicemails?
Well, I think anybody that knows and everyone knows, because what you see and his competitiveness on the field is what you have in Jason Witten. And you know that if left to him to make the decision, he would have he'd have never left the field under any circumstances. So you can't let that happen. You've got to have a doctor's opinion, and we are getting several of those from many different areas.
Jerry, Jason Garrett loves two tight end sets. On offense, if Jason Witten can't go, how do you guys plan to work things with the backup tight ends?
Well, I think, first of all, that's when players get an opportunity and have a chance to step up. It's always been that way in football. You get a a very important element of what we're doing on offense. You're without the key individual, somebody steps up. And there's a lot of ways to do that in this offense. You can do it with multiple receiver sets, not tight end sets, but multiple receiver sets. You can put more emphasis on your backs coming out of the backfield and your passing game there. So there are a lot of ways, and this offense does have the capability and the balance to emphasize and still put pressure on the defense, but really get the passing game in.
Jerry Jones joining us on 105.3 The Fan. How are you going to work the rotation at number three wide receiver?
Well, I think situation on the field will completely dictate that. Obviously, it's great to have Miles Austin and Dez Bryant there, but if you don't see Miles out there a lot of times, you're looking at the slot. You could see Cole Beasley. The Ogletree's value is that he plays all three, plays the slot as well as both outside receivers. And so the makeup of our third, fourth, and fifth receivers, really we're going to take six if we're able to tonight. The makeup give us a lot of flexibility on where we line these guys up.
Is Ogletree going to start?
I don't know that you – I think it'll be Dez Bryant and Miles Austin.
Are they both 100%?
Yes, they are.
Will Dez still return punts?
We'll let that happen to the situation in the game. And that's usually the way we've done it with him. You want to give him an opportunity to have one in the situation that will allow him for a return, not just down in the ball. So we'll look at the times in the game and see when that happens.
Jerry Jones, every week at 8:15 right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, you're an offensive lineman. Saturday was the first time that some of your new pieces finally got together, and you had your starting O-line play 4 days away from the opener. How concerning is that against this Giants defensive line?
It's a challenge, these guys are veterans, albeit Costa going into his second starting year. But they are veterans, and they fundamentally, even though they might have been playing with someone else at the center spot, let's take both guards who have had more time together, they'll be able to have a coordination that should get better as the game goes along if you're looking from the standpoint of experience and reps together as a unit. But at the end of the day, you've got to count on them as not only as NFL players, but just the years that they've had playing the game to be able to fundamentally make the adjustment as far as lack of play time together. Now, I give Bill Callahan, I've got a lot of confidence in him. He's really been a great addition. He's impacting our offense. His input into Jason, as Jason serving as offensive coordinator has been good. And so I think I feel good about their ability to play together because of their coach, Bill Callahan.
Jerry, from an overall team standpoint, how do you feel like you guys are a better matchup for the Giants this year? Why do you match up better?
Well, the area we're talking about right now, the interior of the line, I think we're more physical. We've got more base. We call it anchor. We can anchor down better, which gives your quarterback more confidence that we can be a united front in there and keep them off heavy in the middle. Tony can handle it to the right side as far as he can usually beat the right side rush. He does need complete confidence on his backside, which is to his left. But I feel we're better there. And then I know that we're better in the secondary. And that was an Achilles heel for us last year in those two final games against the Giants. We will be better. We are better. And I think we're better across the board in there. We got better guys that can in the inside linebacker that can do a good job in pass coverage. It's good to have Carter out there. It's good to have Connor. It's good, obviously, Sean Lee. And then You look at our safeties. We didn't have Church for the ball games this time last year. We got him this year. He's had an outstanding camp. So when I look at that whole secondary back there, I think we're better.
Jerry, we always talk about the Cowboys, and I know that you think it's you say it's silly that the leadership word is brought up, but how about just overall attitude? Does this team have a different attitude this year compared to last?
Well, I think that, that we're all very disappointed the way last year ended. We were sitting in good shape as we went out to Arizona. We had that big setback loss at Arizona and then turned around and couldn't get it done against the Giants or Philadelphia there later. All of that left a bad taste in our mouth. And so that's not as far back in our past as it sounds. It's just a matter of months. The core of this team remembers that disappointment. That's why the core is excited in general. And when I say the core the team in general is excited about where we have made improvements. And they've worked hard. And so I think that will reflect itself Wednesday night.
Jerry Jones, join us on 105.3 The Fan. What's the most difficult matchup for the Cowboys facing the Giants this week?
Oh, I think without a doubt their defensive line, which puts it squarely on our protection, which does include our fullback, which I've left out here, but we are really improved at fullback, and that'll be a good anecdote if we shouldn't have a full-blown Whitten tonight. The fact that we've added our fullback, but I think our challenge to block that front, they've got not one, not two, not three, but four, possibly five really top defensive linemen, and it's clearly the strength of their defense for sure, and maybe their team, maybe with the exception of their great quarterback. Manning is a great player. I at one time thought that when that ball went out a few times, it was just thrown up there. I don't believe that anymore. I think it's big design. He knows exactly what he's doing on those balls going downfield. He's completed too many of them on us. We've got to do a good job of using this new foul car and Claiborne to get under some of those balls and get some turnovers.
Do you consider the Giants to be the Cowboys' biggest rival?
I'd say they are certainly at that level, but I don't know how you dismiss Washington and Philadelphia, and of course that's I've just outlined our East opponents and NFC East. So I don't know that I'd go that far, but I would say that the fact they're world champions and reigning world champion, the fact that they've done it in the recent years twice certainly makes them the team that you'd like to, as a standard, that you'd like to play and win.
Jerry, before we let you go, Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. You're the best marketer there is, and that's what I thought when you were in Oxnard and previewing the New York Giants with the Cowboy fans and said this.
I know we're standing here today, but we want you to come to that stadium and watch us beat the New York Giants' ass, okay?
Now, you have always praised the Giants and given a ton of respect to them in the offseason. I've heard it, but of course that's going to get lost with the hype. And Matthias Kiwanuka said he should be, Jerry should be eager for this game. We've been whooping his backside for a long time. Do you laugh at that, Jerry? Does it feed into the hype, trash talk? What's your reaction to the back and forth?
It just reminds me that he's right. They have taken the bacon from us the last few years, and certainly last year. They played the regular season at 9-7. We do know that given a couple of completions that possibly we could have been in those same shoes. I don't know if anybody's playing better than the Giants were playing at the end of the year. So there's no doubt that we can, we could, we should have been focused on this opener and playing the New York Giants. And I don't back away from that emphasis at all.
Jerry, we appreciate the time. Have a safe trip. Best of luck with the Whitten news. Go get a win tomorrow night.
You bet, guys.